We know that an Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has a wonderful book, Ad-Da'wa Ad-Dawa, the disease and the cure. And we mention it from time to time in our lessons, whether it's this lesson or whether it's other lessons, because of the greatness of the book, because of the tremendous benefit which is present in the book, because of the vital advices or advice and admonitions that the author, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned in the book. He talks about many, many of the ill effects of sins. And from them, as an example, he says that sin, al-ma'asi tufsidul aql, that it corrupts your intellect. From the ill effects of sins, is that they corrupt your intellect. And he even mentions, rahmatul alayh, from that book, he says, وَقَالَ بَعْدُ الصَّلَفِ مَا عَصَى اللَّهَ أَحَدٌ حَتَّى يَغِيبَ عَقْلُهُ. He said, some of the salaf say that a person does not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, except that during that time he lost his intellect. He lost his intellect. And from the ill effects of sins mentioned by the author, many, many, he talks about many of the ill effects of sins. And from them, he says, وَمِنْ عُقُوبَاتِهَا أَنَّهَا تَعْمِلْ بَصِيرَةُ الْقَلْبِ وَتَتْمَسُ نُورَهُ وَتَصُدُّ طُرُقِ الْعِلْمِ وَتَحْجِبُ مَوَارِدِ الْهِدَايَةِ. He said, from the ill effects of sins is that sins make your heart blind. They blind your heart and they extinguish the light of your heart, and they close off the path of knowledge, and they prevent the paths or the means of guidance. They prevent the means of guidance. Yani, subhanAllah, and he goes on to mention many examples. Mathalan, he mentioned the example of Imam al-Shafi, Afwan, he mentioned the example of Imam Malik, when he said to Imam al-Shafi, and we know Imam Malik bin Anas, and Imam al-Shafi, Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi, Imam Malik met Imam Shafi, and he said, Imam Malik, who's older, he said to Imam al-Shafi, he said, إِنِّي أَرَى اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَلْقَى عَلَيْكَ نُورٌ فَلَا تُطْفِئُهُ بِظُلْمَةِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Imam Malik ibn Anas said to Imam al-Shafi, rahmatul alayh, he said, I see that Allah has given you light. I see Allah has given you light. So do not extinguish it with the darkness of sin. So do not extinguish it with the darkness of sin. With the darkness of sin. Likewise, he mentioned, and he goes on to mention so many examples of the evils of sin. He talks about one here from the evils of sin is that it makes the individual, it slows down the individual's path to turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Slows down the individual's path to turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Id'af, he calls it. Id'af, sayrul qalbi ila Allah. It weakens the path of the heart to Allah Azza wa Jal. It weakens the path of the heart to Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, وَمِنْ عُقُوبَاتِهَا أَنَّهَا تُدْعِفُ سَيْرَ الْقَلْبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ. And from the ill effects of sins is that it weakens the path of the heart to Allah and the hereafter. أَوْ تُعَوِّقُهُ أَوْ تُوَقِّفُهُ أَوْ وَتَقْطَعُهُ عَنِ السَّيْرِ. Or, so it weakens it, or it hinders it, or it stops it and it cuts it off. Cuts the heart's path off. So it weakens your heart, or It prevents it. Or it totally stops it and cuts off the path.
فَلَا تَدْعَهُ يَقْتُ إِلَى اللَّهِ خُطْوَةً.
It does not allow the individual to take one step to Allah. You're trying to get closer. It doesn't allow you. Once you start falling into sins and it repeats itself and it repeats itself, or various sins without tawbah, without turning to Allah, without seeking forgiveness, cuts it off. And then you find obedience thereafter, you find it difficult. Why am I finding it difficult to turn to Allah? Why am I finding it because of your sins, my dear brother or sister? Why am I finding it difficult to do something to gain nearness to Allah? Because of your sins. Your sins have allowed your heart to become polluted, covered.
So he said it doesn't allow the individual to take a step. Khutwa.
You can't take one step to Allah.
هَذَا إِن لَمْ تَرُدُّهُ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ إِلَى وَرَىٰ.
This is if it doesn't make you just go back anyway. Yani you're trying, you're still facing forward. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he's very visual when he explains something. He's very detailed. So the individual can understand the reality. So you're still facing the path of Allah, but you're finding it difficult to take a step. You're finding it difficult to take a step because of the pollution of the sin, because of the effects of the sin. He said, that's if you don't even turn around. Because sometimes your level of sin and the constant sinning, it turns you around. So you don't even feel the need to turn to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَالذَّنْبُ يَحْجِبُ الْوَاصِلُ وَيَقْطَعُ السَّائِرُ.
So the sin, it prevents the one who's moving. It prevents him, cuts him off, holds him back.
وَيَنْكُسُ الطَّالِبُ.
And it makes the individual have weakness, be distracted in that which he's seeking.
فَالْقَلْبُ إِنَّمَا يَسِيرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ.
Listen.
فَالْقَلْبُ إِنَّمَا يَسِيرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِقُوَّتِهِ.
So the heart turns to Allah and continues. It needs strength to do it. It needs energy to do it.
فَإِذَا مَرَضَ.
But if it becomes sick, the heart becomes sick,
بِالذُنُوب,
because of sin,
ضَعُفَتْ تِلْكَ الْقُوَّةِ التي تسيره.
So if the heart becomes sick with sins, it becomes weak, and it no longer has that energy that he needs to tread that path. He no longer has that energy.
فإن زالت بالكلية انقطع عن الله انقطاعا يصعب تداركه.
But if the frequency of the sin totally removes, destroys the individual's heart. Not that it's sick. Now it's like dead. Then the individual becomes cut up from his Lord. The type of separation that becomes difficult to amend, becomes difficult to rectify thereafter.
Wallahu al-musta'an.
Indeed, Allah is the one